The reading and homily today is from the book, Dr. Doreen Virtue, Daily Guidance from Your Angels. Message number 47, Thank the Universe. The universe is the unfolding and never-ending energy of the divine, magnified in every life form. You are an extension of this power and a perfect reflection of God's brightness. Your gratitude exists on the same wavelength as the universe. So it connects you to this flow and ensures that you'll continue to have experiences that inspire your thankfulness. Today, create a list called Thank You, Universe, which contains everything you're grateful for. Make this an ongoing project that you add to regularly. Read the list whenever you want to pick me up, and your gratitude will elevate you once again. Good morning.
Good morning.
How often do we take the time to think about all our blessings and gifts from the universe? Many of us wake up in the morning and fret that today we have to do this and that and pay this bill and go to this crappy work and deal with these crappy people and fix this and reprimand this child, etc. The list is infinite. The list of things that we can be grateful for is just as infinite. We can start from the morning with an attitude of gratitude and begin by waking up happy and thankful for the great night's sleep in our comfortable and nurturing bed with its soft, warming blankets, comfortable pillows, etc. Then we can meditate and get into that quiet place where we connect with the universe and just be and exist with an empty mind, relaxing, knowing that we have full control of our mind and that we can choose what we want to think about and that we don't in a government of society that tries to control our mind and our thinking. Then we can get up and enjoy the fresh water running out of our faucet, warming our face and enjoy how refreshing it feels, never realizing that there are people in the world that do not have this luxury, even though we consider it a basic human right. Then we can take a warm, refreshing shower and brush our teeth and put on comfortable clothes. We can choose from a variety of clothes for style and comfort, never thinking that there are people in this world that don't have clothes or have very limited choices in what to wear. Then we can have a warm, hot breakfast and thank Mother Earth for providing us with this delicious meal and for growing all the wonderful items that we have just ingested, not thinking about the fact that many people in the world are starving. The list can continue this way throughout the entire day. Thanking our car to get us where we need to go and thanking our job that provides us with the money and insurance to pay our bills and care for our family, and for the bill collectors that trust us to pay our monthly bills and the services that they provide us with. Do you bless your bills? I do. I write thank you, God, on the bottom of every check to that universe for providing me with the money to pay the bill and to thank the service provider for trusting me to make that payment and to thank the universe for taking care of me. Most of the time, I don't get feedback for doing this and I don't do it for verbal feedback or acknowledgement. I do it because it feels good, and the more grateful you are for things, the more the universe will provide you with things to be grateful for, based on the law of attraction. You get what you think about, whether you like it or not. I always end my emails with a thank you as well. It takes 2 seconds and can brighten someone's day. Some of my colleagues make fun of me for doing this, but I don't care. I don't do it for them. I do it because it makes me feel good and it reminds me that there are so many things that I am grateful for. But sometimes, as a human being, we, including myself, get caught up in our problems and focus on the negative and the problems and the stress and the aggravation and the negative. So it puts me back into focus to just say thank you. Even a smile helps to make you feel better. It takes 43 muscles to frown and 17 muscles to smile. So even your body is telling you that being in a constant state of gratitude and happiness is what our natural state of being should be. Remember when you were a child? Or just look at a child. They just laugh and play and enjoy life, and they think that everything is fun and funny. They even enjoy playing with their own feces. Then when we grow up and get socialized and are taught by our peers, parents, teachers, ministers to think different ways, which only confuse us because all the answers are within us. If we ask for guidance from our friends or colleagues or family members, we will probably get a different answer from each one of them. But if we go inside, we are connecting with our inner being, and our inner being knows what's best for us and who we are and what we want and what is in our heart. But so many times we don't trust ourselves, and we look to the outside for answers. If Source created the plants and animals to know by instinct what to do and how to grow and what to eat and how to survive, don't you think that infinite guidance did the same for us? So I ask you all to consider doing this exercise and to start to write a list of all things that you are grateful for. List everything as simple as the pen that you are writing with, or the glass that you are drinking out of, or the car that you are driving, or the house that you are living in. At first, the start may be slow, but as you continue this exercise, you will begin to think about more and more things to add to the list. And most importantly, you will feel grateful, and your point of attraction will be focused on gratitude and appreciation. And the universe will bring you more and more things to be grateful for, and then the universe will be your oyster. So the thought for today is, thank you, universe. I am so grateful for, fill in the blank and list everything that you can think of that you have or desire. Yes, you do this for what you also desire and do not have yet, because if you act as if you have what you desire already, the mind cannot distinguish what is real or made up, and then the universe has to deliver it to you by law of attraction. You may say, well, I have tried many times to manifest $1 million, but it's not here yet. Once you put in that thought of it's not here yet, you slow down the momentum from it coming. You have to stay clearly focused on a thought for 16 seconds, and then it multiplies exponentially to create another thought just like it, and so on. So if nothing else, this gratitude exercise is a focusing mechanism and causes you to think about what you want in a positive, productive way. So here are some of my favorite gratitude quotes that I can put, that you can, put on Post-its, and put them on your desk at work or home or in your mirror to help you to remember what to be grateful for. Gratitude is the healthiest of all emotions. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. Learn to be thankful for what you already have while you pursue all that you want. Be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. And that's from Oprah Winfrey. Thank you is the best prayer that anyone could say. I say that one a lot. Thank you expresses extreme gratitude, humility, and understanding. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. Enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize that they were big things. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other one is as though everything is a miracle. And that's from Albert Einstein. Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has plenty, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. Charles Dickens. When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around. Willie Nelson. And some people grumble that roses have thorns. I am grateful that thorns have roses. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.